Welcome to the end of religious Christianity. If you're truly born again, you've got the joy of the Lord inside of your spirit. You've got power inside of your spirit. My gift from God is to move you into your spirit, man, where God is, where you know all things, where things present and things to come are yours. Come with me into the kingdom of God. Welcome back to the Kingdom Dynamics podcast. We exist to show you what a son of God looks like. And I repent for not showing people what a true Christian really looks like. You know, we see many people in the church today who are confused, who don't know what a sin really is, and they get distracted. And in part, that is our responsibility, because we need to show the world this is what a son of God looks like. When we read the book of Acts, when we see somebody like Smith Wigglesworth, or even, you know, what the New Nature Church in Bendigo is doing, and there are many in America that I'm hearing about. When we look at them, they're seeing demons cast out of people, they're seeing people healed, they're seeing people saved, they're seeing churches planted, they're seeing supernatural provision, and every day they're demonstrating the book of Acts. And I know that you and I have our own experiences of God, but we have to increase our expectation. We have to yield to the Holy Spirit, because we have to show people God. We have to show people who God is on the earth. We are God on the earth. We are His body. And so today the Holy Spirit is telling me to preach this message of the kingdom of God. And today, the message is very simple. The message is this, that the kingdom of God requires repentance. Don't switch off now. There's something for you today. There's something for you every day. You cannot be in a relationship with God and not be continually transformed. You cannot be in a relationship with God, following God, and not have to change. The relationship with Jesus is a relationship of continual improvement. It's a relationship of continual obedience. You can't follow Jesus without repentance. Jesus said it's in keeping with repentance that we do good works. Matthew chapter 3, verse 8. Therefore, produce fruit in keeping with repentance. Thank you, Jesus. So fruitfulness is a result of a life of continually changing your mind. And I'm telling you the truth, there's a system here. There's a strategy here from God. The church that doesn't repent will not see fruit. The church is not wanting to change their mind. Religion likes things the way they have it. And Jesus was continually coming up against the traditions of men. How much of your Christian life, well, I'm not even going to ask you, but our Christian life is full of the traditions of men. And if we're following Jesus, we need to repent. And I ask that the blindness would come off our eyes right now, that God would give us salve for our eyes, that we may see. Because if you're going to follow Jesus, then you are going to have to accept a life of daily transformation. You're going to have to accept a life of daily repentance. You've never arrived. When you're a Christian, you're never comfortable. Yes, you're comfortable in your relationship with God, because the first thing that you're seeking is the kingdom and his righteousness. His righteousness is defined as the ability to stand before God. If you don't seek first his righteousness, then you disqualify yourself from relationship, because no one can see God and live. No one can stand before God with sin on in their lives. Even Moses had to take off his shoes. But we know God. We have a relationship with God because we seek first his righteousness. So Jesus said in Revelation chapter 3, verse 18, I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire so that you can become rich, and white clothes to wear so that you can cover your shameful nakedness, and put salve on your eyes so that you can see. You and I, the Holy Spirit is calling us to repent. I'm telling you the truth, it's mutually exclusive. You can't follow God without repentance. Repentance is not one moment but that leads you to Christ. Repentance is a lifestyle. The kingdom of heaven is at hand, and the kingdom of heaven requires continual repentance. Think about Peter. Peter was praying when God sent him to Cornelius's house. Peter had to repent. Peter was born again, filled with the Spirit, praying and fasting, literally living the book of Acts, because it is the book of Acts. And yet he himself was challenged by God. Three times he was called to repent. Three times God commanded him to eat something that was unclean. Peter's tradition said that he could not eat those things. But the Holy Spirit wanted the Gentiles to be saved. Do you see what's happening here? God is doing a new thing today. God is doing a new thing in you. Every prophetic word I've read, from Arietta Sidoti in Bendigo to the South Australian prophetic seminar that happened in September 2020, to Emma Burke in Glasgow, to Kevin Zadai in Warrior Notes, and the Melbourne Underground Church, God is doing a new thing. God is separating the wheat and the chaff. God is dividing the church, shaking the church. The sheep and the goats have already been divided, but the sheep are those who hear his voice. Let me tell you, make up your mind today. You have to make up your mind today that if you're going to follow Jesus, that you are a person who is going to need to repent every day. I'm not telling you to accept every strange teaching. I'm not saying that every angel that appears before you is from God. No, Paul said you must test the spirits. Paul said even if an angel gives you any other gospel other than Paul's gospel, he is cursed. So don't receive any other gospel. Don't just listen to every wave of doctrine. Don't be fickle. This is not about life in the flesh. This is about life in the Spirit. Those who are led by the Spirit of God, those are the sons of God. But the Spirit of God is always moving. I said the Spirit is moving. He is never staying still. And you have to repent from your mind. You have to repent from your own traditions. There's a certain way that you like things to be done. There's a certain way that you do things, but you are wrong. You're wrong at your right up until the moment that God is doing something differently. So today, what is God asking you to do? I'm telling you, there's a narrow path. There's a difference between position and relationship. You see, Moses knew the ways of God, but the Israelites knew the works of God. I said, Moses knew the ways of God. And you are a Christian, you know the works of God. Relationship is knowing the ways of God. You see, as a Christian, you are permitted, but it's not always beneficial. Paul said that the exercise profits little, but godliness is great gain. You know, there are TV programs that you are allowed to watch in position. Yes, you'll go to heaven, probably, you know, even if you watch horror movies or whatever, but are you grieving the Holy Spirit? You know, you can stay home today and do what you want and probably, you know, have eternal life and still be pleasing to God, you know, positionally, because of the blood of Jesus that cleanses you from all sins. Your sins aren't covered. They are wiped out. They are blotted out. But what if the Holy Spirit is saying, today, I don't want you to watch TV? You're permitted to watch TV, but in position. But in relationship, the Holy Spirit is saying, I want you to fast today. I want you to pray today. Sometimes the things the Holy Spirit asks you to do are nonsensical. You know, Catherine Kuhlman floated across the stage. You know, people sang in the Spirit. People did crazy things that were offensive to the mind. But they made up their mind to follow the Holy Spirit. Let me tell you, the Holy Spirit is saying this. He's saying that repentance leads to holiness. And holiness leads to power. I'm telling you, there's a move in the Spirit. And what it is it's a church that is willing to walk along the narrow path. It's a church that is willing to walk in the fire. It is a church that is willing to walk in the fire, in the fear of the Lord. There's a church that values relationship. You know, in a sense, all 10 virgins fell asleep. All 10 virgins had oil. All 10 virgins had position. All 10 virgins were invited to the wedding. All 10 virgins were virgins. Yeah? But only 5 of them had relationship. Only 5 of them were wise, even though the other 5 fell asleep and the other 5 fell asleep. All 10 fell asleep. All 10 were waiting. All 10 were virgins. Only 5 of them were wise, because God is calling the church. Are you the church that is going to repent? Are you the church that, like Peter, is going to be willing to accept the new thing that he's doing? Because it is here and it is now. The flight is boarding. Come on. You have a boarding pass to a flight in the Spirit, and it is going to take off, and it is going to be vertical in its trajectory. In Jesus' name, don't wait on the sidelines. Get on the Spirit train, because this is how it's going to be in this season. It's going to be a very narrow path. And with coronavirus, it's only been a test. What's coming next? It may not be a virus. I don't know what it is. But the next thing that's coming is the real deal. And so coronavirus was a shaking and a preparation for what is coming and is here now. Are you going to hop on the plane? These are the steps. Number one, it's repentance. For Christians, even as a Christian, are you buying gold from Jesus refined in the fire? Are you becoming rich? Are you wearing white clothes? Are you covering your shameful nakedness? Are you putting salve on your eyes, buying salve from Jesus so that you can see? Repentance will lead to an intimacy with Jesus that is required to walk in the ways of God. You can have position. You can be a virgin with the with the with the with with waiting and an invitation. But I'm telling you, the invitation isn't enough. It's time to board the plane. You've got to get on the plane. That's relationship. It's not position, it's relationship. So the Holy Spirit is going to guide you. The Holy Spirit is going to lead you. He's a real person. And he's calling you, he's waiting on you. And the church in this hour, this is the secret recipe. You must repent every day and follow him wherever he's leading you. And it will lead you into a holiness and a relationship with him where signs and wonders are following. The signs and wonders follow those who relate to Jesus, those who have a relationship with him, those who obey him. Those who believe are those who obey. If you don't believe, you won't obey. James said, faith without works is dead. So signs and wonders follow those who obey. Signs and wonders follow those who believe, but those who believe are those who have relationship with Jesus because they continually repent. Let me put it this way. If Jesus is at the bus stop and he hops on the bus and you stay at the bus stop, then you're not following him. If Jesus hops on the bus and you don't hop on the bus, then you're not abiding. You're not in repentance. You're not obeying and you're not believing and you're not in the kingdom. Father, would you give us the grace to walk this narrow path? I would say yes to religion. I say, oh my God, that was the devil, wasn't it? I say yes to Jesus. I say no to religion. I repent of religion in Jesus' name. What I was seeing there was a spirit of religion, and I rebuke you in Jesus' name. As I was saying that, my dog literally fell asleep and fell on his head because he rolled off the couch. So, Father God, right now, we say yes to the fear of the Lord. We say no to religion. We say no to the fear of man. We say no to ourselves. We get on the bus. Angels, don't worry, guys. This is religion. Religion is worrying. Do not worry. There are angels that are pointing the way for you to get on the bus. There are angels, and like an aeroplane landing or taking off, there are angels with those lights, and you are going to make it. I'm telling you the truth. You are going to board the plane. Have you ever been on a plane and you're excited and you wriggle into the seat and you buckle in and you make yourself comfortable and you get out your phone and you get out your Bible and you put your drink there and you get all set up and comfortable and then you take off? I'm telling you the truth, the church is about to take off in the spirit, and there's a certain point in the velocity of the aeroplane where you cannot turn back. Once that aeroplane is taxiing, once that aeroplane is going 100 miles an hour, it starts to shake, and then it leaves the ground. And you are going to feel that exhilaration right now. I'm telling you, church. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are going to take off. You are going to be displayed as the sons of God. Those who stay on the earth are going to look up at you, and you are going to be a sign and a wonder because you are one who is in the spirit. You are one who repents. You are going to board that plane, and when you take off, you are going to have so much acceleration. You are going to have so much ascension. You are going to have so much altitude. Woo! It's altitude. People are going to look at you and be like, how did you get up there? How did you live a life of faith? You're going to offend their minds, are going to get offended because you are living in the spirit. You are walking on water. You are calming the storms. You are speaking to the slaying giants and speaking to the giants, and they are crushing down. I'm telling you, you are going to live in that high, high, high and holy place. And it's called a life in the spirit. But you need to let go of the traditions of man. You need to let go of your own life. You need to let go and shun your own traditions. It's time to take off, church. There's a wind of the spirit right now. And why don't we just put out our wings right now? Why don't you put out your arms right now? Let the angels know that you're in agreement with the Spirit. Psalm 103, verse 20, I believe it is. Put out your arms as wings right now. We put out our arms. Hey, and we say lift off. We lift off. And we, you know what? It isn't our own wind. It's the wind of the Spirit. And all we do is yield. The aeroplane yields, the cylinder of your life, it is just attached to the wings. Apparently, it's the wings that are lifted up by the wind. There's a greater law. It's the law of the Spirit. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. The law of the Spirit of lift is going to overtake and nullify the law of gravity. You know, some of you have poverty in your life and sickness in your life and death in your life, but there's a greater law. It's the law of the Spirit of liberty. The Spirit of the Holy Spirit brings life to your mortal body. The Spirit brings you lift. There's a greater law. Yes, gravity says you should stay on the ground. But the law of aerodynamics, the law of lift, supersedes and transcends the law of gravity. And you are going to take off. You are going to get out of debt. You are going to get, God has just given you a coin. God has just given you a gold coin right now in the Holy Spirit. And you are out of debt. Physically, you are out of debt. Financially, you are out of debt. Demonically, you are out of debt. The greatest debt was paid. That's your sin. Your sin is covered. Not only is it covered, it is removed. It is dissolved. God doesn't just cover your sin, it is removed. Even if you met Jesus today, he wouldn't know what you were talking about because it is gone. Even Jesus can't find it. There is no file against you. So let go of your sin. It's a coin. God has given you a gold coin. I see you at an amusement park and you have a gold coin in the spirit and it's already in your hand and you put it in that machine and you get whatever you want right now. You get it. Sickness is gone right now. Healing has come. Debt is gone right now. Abundance has come. You will lend and not borrow. I'm telling you, you're now in the spirit. You're now in the spirit. So just remember these three points. Forget the points. Just remember, repentance leads to holiness. Holiness is relationship. Relationship is ownership. Ownership is abiding. If God owns you, you are his. God keeps those things that are his close to his heart. So you are never not with God. Think about your most precious things. You keep them with you. Your ring, your watch, your wallet. You know, you keep them in your car. You bring them with you. You are God's property. And it's called ownership. And it's called holiness. And it's a relationship. And you are going to guard that with all of your might. Nothing is as important. You're no longer worried about being accepted by your church. You're no longer worried about the opinion of man. I'm telling you the truth. Repentance leads to holiness. Holiness leads to ownership. Ownership is abiding, and abiding bears fruit. So you are going to manifest the kingdom. It is impossible not to. Those who believe will raise the dead. I'm expecting testimonies from you to come to me via email. You are going to tell me that you rose somebody from the dead this week. You are going to tell me that cancer fell off someone's face like a goiter landing on the ground. You are going to tell me that you laid hands on the sick and they recovered. I want you to send me your testimonies. I want you to email me and let me know that God trumped the enemy today through your life in Jesus' name. So I baptize you in holiness. I baptize you in a holiness that causes the devils to scream and run for their lives. There's going to be a holiness on you that exposes the enemy. Remember, the kingdom of God is at hand. The kingdom of God is always at hand. It's never later. It is always now. So pray now. Obey God now. Pray in the Spirit now. Pay that tithes and offering now. When the Holy Spirit says turn off the TV, turn it off that second. The Holy Spirit is at hand in the name of Jesus. So there's a holiness on you. Remember, the gospel of the kingdom, the gospel, which is the gospel of the kingdom, is the power of God that leads to salvation. You don't have to make it sound better than it is. You just need to tell them the message that they are the sons of God, that they were lost, but they are found, that they have been included in the family of God again, that Jesus is the firstborn of many brothers, that they're included in a government and a kingdom, that their citizenship is in heaven, that the devil's a liar and he's been bound, and they are part of the ruling class on the earth, that the earth belongs to man. God is the God of heaven, and man is the God of the earth, that we rule earth through our relationship with God, and God rules earth through man. Hallelujah. Take it today. Take the kingdom today. Take it. Take it. Take the kingdom. There it is. I'm telling you now, you are containing, you are carrying a deposit. And it is a holy, white, hot, fiery coal. It is yours. You are on fire. You are on fire. Even if you don't feel it, I'm telling you right now, you are on fire. It is a white, hot coal. And everywhere you go, you are going to set the captives free. In Jesus' name, you are the fast that God has called in Isaiah 58. You are loosing the captives. You are setting the blind and the captives free in Jesus' name. Say that this is my life. This is who I am. I satisfy the needs of the oppressed. I set the captives free in Jesus' name. I, Lord, am the fast that you have called. Everywhere I go, I hear the chains of injustice falling to the ground. Everywhere I go, I hear the cords of the yoke being snapped. Everywhere I go, I see the oppressed set free. I share my food with the kingdom food, with the hungry. I share my shelter. I share the El Shaddai covering that I have, whoa, with those who are poor and naked. I clothe them with the glory of God. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And you and I, you will hear And this is our heart to hear the voice saying, good and faithful servant.
Hey guys, just a quick revelation from the Holy Spirit. And this is a big secret, big secret, guys. I'm going to, you know, give you my whole book for free right now in 3 minutes. You listen to me. In Ezekiel 28, when Satan fell, he was burned from the inside out, number one. He was cast down to the earth as a punishment, number two, because he wanted to be like God, number three. So one, he was burned from the inside out. Two, he was cast to the earth as a punishment. Three, he wanted to be like God. Now, God reversed that in you. Yes, you personally. Because number one, the Holy Spirit burns you from the outside in, because Jesus baptizes you with fire. Number two, the earth he has given to man. So what was a punishment for the devil? What was a prison? A prison for the devil is a reward for you, is a gift for you. Psalm 115, heaven is the Lord's, but the earth he's given to man. And number three, God said, let us make man, that's you, in our image. So the likeness of God, that number three, that the devil was trying to usurp and to steal, God gave you, he made you, even when you didn't even ask for it. So God reversed Satan. Now listen, this is important, because God made you the God of the earth. God is the King of Kings. God is the Lord of Lords. So you are the Lord of the earth, the owner, the landlord. God gave the earth to man. So you are the Lord. You are the God of the earth. You are a prince. The Bible calls you a prince in Revelation. You are a royal priesthood. You are princes and rulers of God's kingdom. And then the Bible says that the devil is the prince of the power of the air. The devil is the ruler. Get it? The ruler of this dark age. But he is no longer. This is the secret that God is revealing to you and I in the church in this last final chapter. We're not even in the last chapter. We're in the footnotes of the bibliography at the end of the book. This is the last minutes. And I've just gone over 3 minutes. But what I'm telling you is that you and I are gods on the earth. The message of the kingdom, the restoration of the kingdom, is to be compared to the life of Jesus, who lived as God. He lived as God. He lived as God. This is the contradiction. This is the paradox. But he put off his divinity and became as a man. But then he lived as a man who lived as if he was God. You see, only God can forgive sins. Only God can raise the dead. Only God can walk on water. But Jesus didn't do that as God. He did that as man. I need you to figure this out right now. I need you to listen to my book on Audible for free and wherever it's going to end up. And pray for me today as I finish. I've just received it back from the editors, but I'm going to publish it in September 2020. But the secret of the kingdom, the secret, the lost revelation, the sons of God being revealed are those who know that they are made in the image of God. They are like God. You see, Jesus lived like God. Jesus was like God. Jesus was God, but he put that off and he showed us how to live as God-men, how to live as sons of God. So he walked on the water. He destroyed the works of the devil. He raised the dead. He commanded the winds and the waves. And then he said, you and I are going to do greater works. I know some of you are not receiving this, but you need to repent. I'm telling you, this is God. You need to agree with the Spirit so that you can be a son of God, so that you can manifest the kingdom. Because those who are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. And all creation is yearning, groaning for the manifestation of the sons of God. So God is calling you, wanting you and I to manifest. But we're not manifesting as Christians who attend church. We're manifesting in power. Because the kingdom is in power. Paul said the kingdom is not in wise sounding words, but it's in the power of God. And Jesus demonstrated power. The religious spirit hated the fact that Jesus demonstrated power. The religious spirit was silenced and could not speak against the miracles that Jesus did. In fact, they wanted to kill Jesus because of the miracles. They wanted to kill Lazarus because he was risen from the dead and he was evidence. So the enemy is going to go after your God-likeness. What is your God-likeness? Your God-likeness is when you are God on the earth. Your God-likeness is when you heal the sick. It's when you raise the dead. It's when you walk on the water. It's when you speak with authority. It's when you speak from the fire. I know you're starting to get it. The devil contested Adam and Eve's likeness with God in the garden. He wouldn't let them believe it. He said, if you want to be like God, you need to eat of this fruit. And then that's a lie. They were already like God. And then he contested it with, you know, everyone in the Old Testament, but also he contested it with Jesus in the desert. He said, if you are the Son of God, turn these stones into bread. So he contested it with Jesus. And then the Pharisees, by the spirit of religion, contested it with Jesus by saying, you know, you blasphemed. They crucified Jesus. They said, you made yourself to be like God. Read it. They said, when you forgive sins, you are saying that you are like God. In fact, the Pharisees said, you blasphemed because you made yourself equal with God by saying that he was your father. Jesus said, I go to my father and your father, to my God and your God. When are you going to get it? You have been included in the Godhead. Jesus is making you like God. That is the point of the gospel. Sons of God, Jesus, the firstborn of many brethren. And I right now bow my knees to the Father of lights. I bow my knees to the Father of spirits and I live. I throw my crown before the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the Lord Jesus Christ. I worship him. He is holy. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Not me. I'm not worthy to be praised. I'm not saying that I am the God. No way. But I'm saying that I glorify God by being him on the earth. Yes, hallelujah. I say, yes, I will be your representative, God. Yes, I will be your ambassador. Yes, I will be your body. Yes, I will be Jesus. Yes, I will walk as Jesus walked. God, I believe. Listen, church, it takes humility, not pride. It takes humility to receive. Will you receive your sonship today? I feel like I can summarize what the Holy Spirit has been saying to the church for years and years and years, for millennia. Will you receive your sonship?
Hey guys, just wanted to invite you into all parts of our community here in Melbourne, Australia. You can join the Melbourne Underground Church if you are local. That's melbourneundergroundchurch.com. The church is in your home. The church is the city of God. The city is the church, and we're going to take it by force. You can also subscribe to Kingdom Dynamics podcast or watch impartation services where the Holy Spirit and angels will enter your room and impart heaven to you. And that's gloryservices.tv.